How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing very well. I feel like we're friends. Is that weird? That's totally weird. But I'm from Georgia. I mean, my name is Georgia, but I'm born and raised in Stone Mountain, and my family still lives in Georgia. So we're kindred spirits, I feel like.
Yeah, I'm actually going to be in Atlanta this weekend.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Well, where are you now? Are you headed that way? Do you have a show somewhere else tonight?
We got a show in Birmingham tonight and in Atlanta in the next 2 days.
Oh, very cool. So do you get bombarded by, you know, your friends and family from way back when and probably strangers that you never knew when you go back to Atlanta?
Oh, absolutely.
I guess that's kind of fun, though.
No, it is. I get a chance to see, a lot of family and friends that I haven't seen in a while. So it usually works out pretty well.
Sure. Yeah, no problem. That's very cool. Well, I'm a Georgia peach, right? They always call girls Georgia peaches. What's a fella? Are you a peanut or are you a Coca-Cola? I think you're. I think I like Coca-Cola. You can be a Georgia Coca-Cola.
I don't know. A redneck?
No, redneck. I guess that is more appropriate, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, okay, so we're talking to Jason Aldean. You are coming to our area up here. We're in South Jersey. You're coming twice this summer, July 28th, Susquehanna Bank Center in Camden, and then September 6th to the PNC Arts Center in Holmdel. Those tickets for that show go on sale tomorrow. What can we expect with this new tour, the new show? Is it a bigger production? Are you doing new songs? Tell me all about it.
Well, obviously this year, you know, the production is probably the biggest that we've ever had. So it's a lot of fun. I mean, the point is to make it sound great, but also look really cool too. So that's something we went to the drawing board this year and tried to come up with something that was really unique and different. And we got a new album that's come out. Probably somewhere around October this year. So as the summer rolls on, we'll probably start adding some of the new songs from that record into the show and things like that. So yeah, so we got a lot of cool stuff coming up over the summer.
Oh, very cool. And on tour with you is fellow Georgian and one of your close buddies, Luke Bryan. How fun is that to be on tour with, a close friend?
Well, it's a lot of fun, and that was one thing I wanted this year was to have Luke out. I called him up last year and kind of asked him what he had going on this year, and if he was planning on going out and headlining his own shows, because he's kind of getting to the point where he could do that. And so I just said, hey, well, if you're going to go out and on a tour, I want you to come out on my tour. And it was, he goes, okay, well, sounds good to me. And then we just kind of told our managers to make it happen, and then there you go. But it's fun. I mean, he and I are really good friends off stage and do a lot of stuff, hang out together, do a lot of hunting, fishing, and just kind of hanging out in general. So to have somebody out on the road with you that you really enjoy hanging out with and is a close friend, it makes the tour that much better. So it's been a good time.
Yeah, I can imagine. And I've never heard of DJ Silver. Tell me about him. It is a he, right? It's not a female.
Yeah, Silver is a guy that we met. Actually, met him in Las Vegas, and he's just kind of a DJ that plays a lot of clubs and stuff. And we ended up meeting him in Vegas, and he just kind of had a cool thing that he did. You know, he kind of mixed. He does stuff that a lot of DJs don't do, which is mix country music with, you know, rap or pop or whatever, but a lot of his stuff has a really cool country vibe to it, and so we just kind of hit it off, you know, and I thought, man, it'd be really cool to have somebody like that on our tour to play maybe like in between acts just to keep the crowd entertained and things like that. It's kind of a little bit of a hype guy, so he goes out and does that, and he was on tour with us last year, and it worked out really well. So I basically, you know, told him he's part of the gig now. He's part of the tour. So he was out last year. He's going to be out all year this year and probably next year.
Well, that's really cool, and it's a little something different, than your regular old country show to have something like that. But that's kind of your thing. You know, you've done all these collaborations and duets with different people. I mean, from Kelly Clarkson to Ludacris. Is there anything we can expect on the new, well, and Lionel Richie, my goodness, how could I forget Lionel Richie? What can we expect from the new album? Any cool collaborations?
There's some more of that stuff. you know, we got something on the new record that's a little bit of a collaboration, and you know, without giving too much of it away yet, but it's
Go ahead.
I love working with other artists, so you know, I love doing that if the song fits. And you know, we found a song that that I thought would be cool to bring in a couple friends on, and so it's and it turned out great. So I think it's going to be one of the highlights of the record.
That's cool. Well, I can't wait to hear it. What was it like working with Lionel Richie?
He was great. You know, I mean, it's really cool when you're a fan of somebody, you grow up, you're a fan of somebody, you finally get a chance to meet them, and they're as cool as you hope that they would be. And it was one of those deals. I had never met Lionel, but, you know, after being in the studio with him and just kind of hanging out, I've had a chance to work with him quite a bit. He came to the CMT Artist of the Year tape, and we did David Letterman together. You know, I've had a chance to hang out with him a few other times, the show that we just did in Vegas. So, and, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, Lionel's a guy that never meets a stranger. You know, he makes you feel comfortable and like he's known you for years. And it was just, it was a big thrill for me to get a chance to work with him.
Sure, I imagine. Yeah, and you worked on Say You, Say Me. What a classic song, you know, a classic Lionel Richie song. That had to be a lot of fun.
That you know, yeah, I mean, you know, that whole record, you listen to it, I mean, they're all classics. I mean, he's such a great writer and singer, and to get a chance to not only do a song with him, but one of his, you know, one of the biggest hits he has, to me, was just a really cool experience.
That's neat. If you're just joining us, we're speaking with Jason Aldean, who is coming twice to our area this summer. Tickets go on sale tomorrow for the PNC Arts Center show. That show is September 6th. Tickets on sale tomorrow in Holmdel. We're excited to have you coming back to our area. Tell me, Jason, what is it like on a normal day when you're not touring, you're just at home with your family? What do you do?
You know, it kind of depends. I mean, usually the day starts off, you know, getting up and taking my daughters to school. And then just kind of depends, you know. I mean, sometimes I got to go downtown and you know, may have some stuff I got to do downtown Nashville, or if I'm just sitting here at the house, my wife and I'll just kind of hang out. Yesterday we went and played golf. She's trying to learn how to play golf, so we went and played golf. And,
oh, God bless her.
So we just kind of do stuff like that, just hang out.
And she's your high school sweetheart, right?
Yeah, we've actually been together for, let's see, about 18 years.
Wow.
Right? Yeah, it's a long time.
That's amazing. Well, you know what? People like you, couples like you, can teach Hollywood a thing or two. I think a lot of country couples have a solid ground like that. And it's inspiring to see it to a young person and all your young fans out there, to show them that, hey, a celebrity couple can stay together and still have a wonderful life and still have a huge career. So congratulations for that.
Thank you.
Very cool. Thank you so much, Jason Aldean, for taking some time out and speaking with us here today on Cat Country 107.3. We can't wait to see your new show coming to South Jersey this summer. Twice we get to see you. We're so lucky.
Well, I appreciate it. I'm looking forward to seeing you guys.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Jordan.
Thank you. Bye.
See you.